This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas with the weekly box beef trade for week ending February 14th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 237.68, which was $1.40 lower. There were 815 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 13% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at 239.47, which was $5.60 lower. But that's probably the closest we've been in quite some time between the daily on Friday and the average of cutout for the week. There were 6,102 total loads sold for the week, which was 499 loads lower than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,198 loads, which was only 35 loads lower than last week and about 52% of the total loads sold. The exports, as reported in this weekly box beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and they dropped quite a bit. They were at 591 loads, which was 313 loads lower than the previous week. 166 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 425 loads were shipped overseas. The most recent outfront sales were at 747 loads, which was 445 loads lower than last week, and it dropped down from 2,400 loads 2 weeks ago. So that's quite a change. The long-term contracts, which are part of these outfront sales, they dropped from 1,440 loads 2 weeks ago down to only 54 loads this week. Now, taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice loin, rib, and round primal cut prices were $3 lower, but the chuck was $8 lower. The item to watch in recent weeks, like we've talked, has been the 50% trimmings, which skyrocketed for a while after the first of the year, but they dropped another $7 last week. They reached $145 mid-January, then dropped to only $87 last Friday, and are helping to put downward pressure on this cutout now. This year, we continue to increase our imports of fresh beef. The fresh beef imports include a large quantity of trimmings that goes into the ground beef products. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for February 7th showed that week we imported 23,102 metric tons of fresh beef, which equates to almost 51 million pounds for that 1 week. Year to date for the first 6 weeks of this year, we are running 62% higher fresh beef imports than last year. And Australia is up 111%, providing the biggest individual chunk of our imports. And New Zealand is up 58% and are the second largest country. Our high beef prices and the high value of our dollar are definitely attracting imports. The cow cutout was $2.46 lower, and those 90% trimmings were $3.45 lower last Friday, marking the second big weekly decline since last July. The 90% trimmings, which are the major driving force behind the cow cutout, along with the cutout itself, have both traded in a very, very flat line for the last 7 months until just recently. The cow cutout was at 228.61 on Friday, and the select cutout was 233.95, widening just a little bit. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was pretty much at a standstill most of the week as bids were being passed in hopes of higher prices, and there was some activity that took place a late Friday afternoon. The 5 area weighted average live price for steers was at 161.78 with 8,467 head volume, and that compared to 160.28 last week. So we were about $1.50 higher, but our volume was quite a bit below the previous week. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 22 pounds higher at 1295, and that compared to 1264 last year. But the percent heifers dropped from 42% down to 39%. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending January 31st was 1 pound heavier at 881 pounds. However, that is still above the previous year, which was 874 pounds last year, and the five-year average was 857. The choice select spread ended the week at $3.73, which would be about $1.50 lower compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.